Hey folks, thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving. Just a heads up, we do talk about Justice League, a movie that just came out on the 17th of this month. So just as a heads up to you guys, we do give some spoilers. There's some stuff that we talk about. Nothing too heavy, but then again, there's some stuff that maybe you might want to save until you actually see the movie. So just a heads up to that. If you feel like you can fast forward, we kind of do preface it. But other than that, we have a great episode for you. And thanks for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And happy Thanksgiving!
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving today, right now.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast on the day it comes out, you were listening to it on Thanksgiving.
Something to be thankful for.
Something to be thankful for. I am thankful for doing this podcast with my wife.
Aw, thanks, babe.
I am thankful for our fans.
Aw.
And I am thankful for comics.
Are you thankful for the Justice League movie?
I don't know yet. I don't think most people were because nobody would go see it.
No. I mean, we saw it.
I mean, comparatively. It's not like it was a fucking, you know, like John Carter whatever bust, but...
Yeah.
Man, look, I'm just using John Carter as a blanket example. It's probably not the best example because I know everybody defends that movie, which I haven't,
seen. It's just that nobody saw it. That's all.
But nobody saw it.
Yeah.
And they did see Justice League.
Yes.
But I feel like not enough people saw it because not enough people are just like.
I think people have been burned.
Yeah.
Too badly by DC.
Well, Wonder Woman did so well, though.
Wonder Woman did.
Critically,
Yes, but it had, Zack Snyder had nothing to do with it. And we're not looking at Batfleck.
Do you think people were just like, we know this is going to be a problem, even though, Wonder Woman did well.
Yes.
We know that it's basically just a continuation of Batman v Superman. And
yes.
We really
also,
didn't like
if
that.
You watched the Wonder Woman trailers, you were like, oh my God, there's color.
Yeah.
And then if you watch Batman v or the Justice League, you're like, it's red.
It's very red.
You could see things. I will give it that. I mean, okay, we saw it. I did not hate it.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I did not hate it. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it. I found it acceptable.
It was serviceable.
Yeah.
It was a serviceable superhero movie that...
They didn't fuck it up too bad.
It didn't outwardly offend me.
Yeah.
As a thing, but there were some moments in it that I was like, well, this is kind of bullshit and this is dumb. But it wasn't like just majority nonsense like a lot of Batman v Superman was, or just whatever Suicide Squad was, just stylized crap. And this actually was good in certain respects, and there was some moments though where you're just like, oh, this is garbage.
Yeah.
And I mean there's a lot to I don't know. I guess we should just say what we liked about it.
Yeah, and obviously we try to avoid spoilers.
Yeah. I might provide one spoiler.
Okay, well, give a spoiler alert before you do.
Yeah. Well, it's not really even a spoiler. It's just a thing that happens, and you can take what you want from it. But
yeah, what I like about it. I actually thought that they did a pretty good job of putting everybody together.
Yeah.
Without, like, some overdrawn... like, we're getting a team together bullshit. I think it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, for what they were doing. Thought Aquaman was fun. I actually liked The Flash. I didn't think I would. He still looks like garbage.
Yeah, he looks weird.
I hate The Flash, the way he looks. I hate the way Cyborg looks. But I did think that the kid who played him, what's his name, Ezra Miller or whatever?
Yeah.
I thought he was good.
Yeah, I feel the reaction to him has been very mixed.
Yeah, at least
stuff that I've been reading. I don't know.
I didn't mind him. I actually thought he was good. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor.
Right.
You know, so that's about it.
You know,
it felt like a collection of scenes to me. It wasn't really
a
story.
Well, that's what a movie is, yes.
No. But I mean, like, it was just like, and this is this moment. And now here is another moment.
Yeah.
It really, especially in the beginning, there wasn't a lot connecting it.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, I did like, oh man.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say because it didn't really stand out as much to, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it as much. I mean, I liked Aquaman. He was different. I like that they put organic attempt to have some levity in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and just have something where these characters are actually characters and they're not just the stereotypes that, you know, they're not just
grim dark.
But, or not even that, but it feels like they're not just the broad representation of what a casual person would know them as.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like, I know who Wonder Woman is, I know who Batman is, I know who Aquaman is, and this is what they are, and they're just, you know, Aquaman talks to fish, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, you know, but Aquaman, you know, was, you know, he had some, you know, story, and, you know, there's some legend behind him, and they, you know, they peppered, I think they added enough of that in.
Yeah.
But the problem is like, you know, you have a guy like Cyborg. I find Cyborg to be incredibly boring.
I find him to be boring.
At least in this movie, not overall, I think. I mean, but I feel like in this movie, I don't know, I just kind of, maybe there's something about, you know, I don't really have as much of a connection to like the Titans books and, you know, and that character. So him farting around in this group, you know, and, you know, just in any, really in any book, you know, outside of a Titans book doesn't really do much for me.
Yeah, I get that. So I didn't hate, you know, I was fine with Cyborg. The problem I had is he looked like garbage.
Yeah.
Just the whole CGI, like, there's some serious, weird, uncanny valley face. And it's not just Cyborg's, because there, and this is not a spoiler, this is literally in the first scene of the movie. Henry Cavill as Superman is, like, talking.
Yeah.
On video, it's obvious that this is one of the ones that they tried to, like, get his mustache out of.
This is
his face is so bad.
This is what we call, we have deemed Paul Walker face.
This is Paul Walker face from when they tried to put Paul Walker's face after he died in Fast and the Furious, whatever number that was.
Yeah, and they try to stick his face on there, and they're like, it just looks weird.
Yeah.
Because it's on somebody's face.
It's like a video game face, like in a real life movie.
And there are definitely moments with that when he shows up. And look, it's not a spoiler that he's in this movie.
No, God, no.
Because the fucking billboards have his fucking logo, the Superman logo on it.
Henry Cavill himself is doing fucking publicity for this movie.
Yeah.
We know Superman's in this movie. But anyway, so like, his face shows up, and it's really weird. It's like really fucking creepy, and you're like, I hate this already.
Yeah.
But Cyborg, especially in some of the earlier scenes when he's like, he's talking to his dad or whatever, he looks the same.
Yeah.
He looks really fucking weird.
It looks odd.
Because you're like, they just CGI'd that stuff on his face instead of like giving him any sort of practical effects.
Like, yeah, which would have made more sense, at least for the face stuff.
That's the thing. For the face stuff, practical effects would have made way more sense.
Yeah.
But they just CGI'd it, and there are scenes where he looks fucking fake.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. And he just looks like garbage. His outfit is garbage. He never looked... I was hoping that the trailers was him unfinished, but no. He looks like crap the whole time.
Yeah.
And the Flash's suit is stupid and crappy, too. And that's how I feel about that.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of just wish they would just bite the bullet and just have the actor that's playing the Flash, like, just make the universes the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, from TV.
Not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but just fucking do it.
Yeah. I will say, and this is not a spoiler either, because this scene is in the trailer. There is a part where Bruce Wayne is talking to Alfred and he is on a private jet. Kind of looks like a cave, but it also looks like a fuck jet from the 1980s.
It sure does.
It's that like gray and black, you know, kind of like that scene in Christmas Vacation where the yuppies who live next door.
Oh, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes, it's that.
It's her house.
It's a fuck jet. It's a fuck pad.
It is. It's a fuck dungeon in the air.
And it's really gross looking. And you're like, oh, and like the carpet, like the walls look carpeted. And you're just like, so many people have fucked on this jet. And I would not want to sit anywhere.
There's some weird.
It's gross.
There's some weirdness going on. And not weirdness, but just.
You know what else was weird? This isn't a spoiler either. Ben Affleck doesn't wear a cowl a lot.
No, he's but yeah.
There's
you know what?
A lot where it's just Ben Affleck's face, like him and what him just wearing the bat suit. And I'm just like, I don't really. If Batman's working, he's not fucking around with his cowl off.
Yeah, no, he spends most of his time like cowl-less. It's kind of like what's her face.
Yeah, it's weird. It was just like Ben Affleck's like, no.
It's like, what's her face?
I'm constantly wearing a three-piece suit.
It's like Jennifer Lawrence in that one, the one X-Men.
Yeah, where she wasn't Mystique. She was just Jennifer Lawrence.
She was Mystique, but she just was like, I'm not going to put on the blue makeup. Fuck you. Yeah. You know, it's like.
He's like, I'm not putting on the cowl.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to show my face a lot and I'm going to, you know.
Like, if there's just scenes of us talking, no cowl. I'm like, yeah, but. You're Batman, bro.
Yeah, you're Batman. Be Batman.
You are Batman.
Do you think he was sleepwalking through this?
He kind of felt like it.
Kind of felt like it.
Because he was better in the last one.
He was much more.
I don't know if it just like he.
Maybe he's over it.
Well, I think he's. You know what? I think he took the role of Batman when he was really still drinking.
Oh.
And now he's sober and he was like, what have I done?
What have I done? I'm Batman.
I always said after Daredevil, I'd never do this again.
There's also a very...
But you know what? He wasn't bad in Batman v Superman. I'm sorry. I have to say that. I didn't find him terrible in Batman v Superman. The movie is terrible.
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck was not terrible. And him as Bruce Wayne, actually not terrible because, and I'm going to fucking say it, he's one of the few actors who've ever played him who's good looking enough to be Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Like, Michael Keaton was never good looking enough to be Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry. Not that he wasn't a good Batman. He was a good Batman. But Bruce Wayne is drop dead fucking gorgeous.
That's the idea.
And then you finally
get somebody. He is the most handsome playboy.
Exactly. So Ben Affleck is hot enough to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Which makes it work. You're like, oh, all right. You're sexy. You're hot. And I hate myself for thinking Ben Affleck is hot, by the way. Just FYI. I have complicated Ben Affleck feelings.
I have affleelings. I have affeelings.
Affeelings. I have really complicated, because I know he's a fucking asshole, right? But I'm still sitting there going, God damn, you look good. And I hate myself for that. It's very complicated. Anyway, so yeah, but I just kind of felt like he kind of showed up. He's like, blah, 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 blah. That was him the whole movie.
Yeah. And then he's just a dick a bunch, and then he's riding a llama.
I thought the part where he was actually like a purposeful dick, I was like, that's the closest to Batman I've ever seen on screen.
Yeah, it's true.
He was a fucking cocksucker and everybody hated him, and you were like, oh yeah, that's right, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. He really, you know, because Batman's a fucking piece of shit.
He's an asshole. Yeah.
And he was Ben Affleck was like, oh, I'm an asshole in this scene. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're are. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, good job. Good job. Yeah, very, very good job.
That's Batman.
Embodying the character of Batman, being a dick to literally everyone around you. Congratulations.
Yeah, just being a hateful prick.
Yeah, but I kind of felt like he was sleeping a little bit through this.
Yeah, and then, you know, I think Gal Gadot, fine.
She's fine.
She's Wonder Woman. She's, you know, she's kind of, I think she did a good job, and she did a good job in the movie. And I'm fine with her, and I like her, and she's nice to look at, and she looks great. I've kind of accepted the fact that it's like, oh, she's not Wonder Woman, like all, you know, like a super jacked up Wonder Woman,
no.
You know, but she definitely works as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah, she does. She definitely does. And, you know, knowing that she, in a lot of the reshoots, she was 5 months pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, during Justice League?
Yeah, during the reshoots of it. Yeah, 5 months pregnant.
Did they CGI out the baby?
They probably just did some clever trickery. I hope they didn't CGI it. I didn't see any weird CGI midsections. That was just all saved for Henry Cavill's face.
Was she
didn't have Paul Walker's stomach.
Paul Walker's. that's the rarity you see in the films when you had to hire the Paul Walker stomach guy. Hope she wasn't pregnant when she was doing that drinking scene with Batman.
I'm sure that was just apple juice.
I know, but I just, you know, just say, hey, Wonder Woman's pregnant. She probably shouldn't be drinking.
No.
A lot of booze in this movie.
It's because Batman's a fucking alcoholic.
Well, also, like, you know, you got Aquaman running around with booze.
Yeah. Oh, that part was dumb. And that part's in the trailer. And I thought that was dumb when I saw the trailer.
There's some dumbness with Aquaman.
There's some dumbness. And there are some scenes, I would say, is because Whedon got a screenwriting credit for this.
Yeah.
So obviously he wrote.
You could tell clearly he made something. He made stuff good.
Yeah. And you can.
Or made stuff.
So obviously he rewrote enough of this movie to get a screenwriting credit. I don't know
what
percentage of the movie that has to be. I'm sure there's like a percentage. But there are parts where you're like, oh, that's a Whedon line. Oh, Whedon rewrote this. He did this scene. This scene came straight from him.
There are scenes that are very much Avengers. And
yeah, and you know it's him. And you're like, okay, I see it. So I wonder what the movie would be like without those pieces.
Well, now there's people are saying that they want to see this cut or whatever.
What, the Zack Snyder cut? I don't know if I want to see that.
Do we have to?
No, I mean, like, are they going to put it on the Blu-ray? Like, here's the Zack Snyder cut versus the Whedon cut. And oh my God, what would that be like? More glop.
Probably Batman's parents die again.
Oh, so many times.
Yeah, it's just that on a loop.
So many times on a loop.
It's just anytime there's a moment where Batman isn't talking, he's watching his parents being murdered again.
That's right. Yeah, you know,
Steppenwolf for some reason is like, your parents are dead.
Oh yeah, by the way, Steppenwolf looks like garbage. This is an ugly ass movie. I know people have said that online. They're fucking right, because this movie's ugly.
It is pretty ugly.
Steppenwolf is just basically Lord Voldemort with like more wrinkles.
Steppenwolf, actually, I just thought of this. He kind of looks like Frieza.
Yes, he does. 100%. Yes, 100%.
I am not a
from Dragon Ball Z. DBZ you're guy, right though.
But I
you're right.
Know that he looks like it because he's got the same color scheme.
There is even one where Frieza has like those horns.
Yeah, I was saying he's got.
He evolves into different things, but right. There is one of his evolutions where he's got like weird horns and stuff. Yeah, you're right. He does look like Frieza.
Yeah.
And he's ugly. He's obviously fake, obviously computerized. Especially
a weird choice for a villain.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Because they just kind of have him. They're like, hey, there's a bunch of these boxes you have to save. And
yeah, if anybody goes to see this movie, I don't know a ton about the fourth world. But they use mother boxes in this movie in a way that I was not aware mother boxes worked.
Yeah, I thought mother boxes.
I thought they were just like portals and doorways.
I thought they're like iPhones. They're like little tiny, like, you know.
Yeah, you just use them to get to one place to another, and they use them a different way in this movie. And I was like,
they're fucking. It's like, hey, we've got cosmic cubes, but we got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't realize they did that. But again, I've never been a fan of like the fourth world.
Yeah.
All that shit. So it's possible. I don't know. So tell me if I'm wrong. That's fine.
No, you're not. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fourth world person either. So I kind of.
Yeah, I can't tell you. Yeah. But then, you know, you get your battle where everything's like, you've seen it in the trailer where it's like red and orange and brown. And it's just ugly.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of, they spend a lot of time in places in this movie to. That doesn't really make sense. Don't waste your time with this, like stuff with Ma Kent and the
too much time spent with Ma Kent. Can we just say that
we're spending like fucking an hour with Ma Kent?
Well, I don't know if we spend that much time.
It just feels like it's fucking.
We do spend. I mean, we check in with Ma Kent to see how she's doing, and it's too much.
Yeah,
I don't need it, especially because there's already so much going on. We've got Cyborg. We've got Aquaman. You know, we've got Steppenwolf.
I know
we've
you
got
have the like, Flash. You have like five different new characters.
We've got, you know, Superman coming back. We've got Alfred. We've got Batman. We got Wonder Woman. And we still have to take time out of this fucking movie to hang out with Ma Kent? Like, come on.
And then there's this Russian family.
Forget about the Russian family that we have to check in on every like 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, you know what? There's a lot of shit happening. How about we don't?
Yeah.
Like, let's cut some of that back.
Oh, I did want to point out, this is my spoiler. There's some night digging in this movie.
Do you call that a spoiler?
I don't know, because maybe it's a plot. It's a thing. Maybe somebody was like, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen, but I'm going to say it. Get ready for my spoiler. There's some night digging in a DC superhero movie in 2017.
Oh, yeah. Can we just say
by superheroes. It's not like a bunch of thugs being like, hey, let's go dig up a grave. Oh, here's Batman. No. This fucking Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyborg dig up an actual
they dig up Superman's grave.
They dig up Superman's grave.
And Flash is like, I could do this really quickly, but that just feels wrong. So let's do it really slowly.
And
they do.
And let's not get in trouble, but let's dig up the grave of some guy.
Oh, can we just keep as, you know, continuing spoiler alert. Fast forward like 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this. They dig up Superman. Because it's Batman's idea that they're going to bring him back to life by dumping him in that Kryptonian chamber. It is like watching the Goonies. They're like, we're going to bring our friend back now. And you're like, what the fuck is even happening?
Goonies.
It's just, you know, kind of like just watching like a bunch of dumb kids hanging out being like.
What is this fucking weird science and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Thinking like, this is a really good idea. Like if we just like put our friend in this glop and like electrocute it, he'll come back to life and it's totally okay. Like, the idea that this is their plan, this is their fucking plan!
This is their plan. It's like a bunch of, it's like a fucking Weekend at Bernie's fucking
thing. It really is. I mean, that's what I mean by it feels like the fucking Goonies.
Feels like a thing that you would see, like, in a movie about, like, you know, like, I feel like it would be a plot point in a sequel to a shitty 80s franchise.
Yeah, I mean, like,
they should have
put some sunglasses on him and tied some strings to his arms, and they should just walked him down the street towards Steppenwolf.
They should have did that. Oh, they should have Weekend at Bernie'd it. Oh, that, God.
Because
that
that's exactly what it feels like. It
hey, really... Superman, are you alive?
Nod if you think you're alive. Nod.
Just Batman just ties, he's got him tied to a...
Yes.
He's like,
this is still spoilery, so keep going if you don't want to hear it. But I do want to just say, when Superman comes back, the look on Batman's face is one of pure joy and just excitement. Like, all I could think of, do you remember that old song? Uh-huh. Like, from the 60s, where it's like, my boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. It's like that.
Yeah.
And it's like that. And then there's that line where it's like, he's kind of big and he's awful strong. Hey now, my boyfriend's back. That's the only thing I could hear. Somebody please set that to music. Set that moment to that song, because that's exactly what was going through Batman's mind.
There's some thirst there.
Oh, he was so happy to see him. He's like, I love you, Superman.
You have to be back, and I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really stupid moments in this movie.
There are some dumb moments.
Some really dumb people things happening too.
Well, and utter incompetence by our heroes.
I think that's the word I was trying to say. Utter incompetence. Yes, 100%.
By our heroes. You're like, oh, wait. Again, spoiler. How did they get... They're going to lose the third mother box they're supposed to be protecting. How did they lose it? Literally by all of them being incompetent and completely ignoring it.
Yeah.
It falls on a car, and, like, Flash could have just gone to get it.
Because he's literally the fastest man alive.
And he was just like, oh, let's not do that.
Let's deal with this other thing here. And then fucking Severwolf is like, yoink. Yeah. Literally, yoink.
Literally, yoink. And you're like, you guys are incompetent morons.
They're boobs.
They are boobs. You 100%.
Justice boobs.
Justice boobs. That's what this movie should have been called.
It should have been Justice League, colon, boobs. Boobs unite.
Boobs. What are they, a uniboob now?
Uniboob.
It's like a really bad sports bra.
They all unite. Oh man, the ship is a sports bra.
They just all unite. So
oh man, is that how you call the Justice League? You shine a sports bra light in the air.
Yeah, like a really bad one though. Really, so not one that gives you any separation. One that just gives you a uniboob.
It's like there's no support in that sports bra light.
Your breasts are pushed together
because they're her uniboobs.
It is the, yeah.
Yeah, and there are actually some post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
One that actually does some stuff, and then just one that's completely fucking pointless.
Yeah.
And I am not cool. I don't know. I was kind of like, come on, do we have to cram? Why do we have to cram everything? And you know what it is? It feels like sometimes, like, because they killed Superman and Batman v Superman, and they, you know, they had this other stuff in this movie. And it's like they're cramming it in because I feel like they don't think they're going to get a chance to do it ever again.
They're probably right.
I feel like they're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to be able to ever do this. So we might as well just do this cute scene.
I would say that cute scene's definitely a Whedon addition.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Whedon's, you could tell there's a lot of Whedon in this.
Yeah, his fingerprints are on this movie.
Which is, you know, fine. You know,
yeah, again, it's
I feel
it's
like
totally,
I could have saved it, because I feel like...
I feel like that's what makes it watchable. I feel like if some of this part, like, there's obviously parts that are him 100%, and they're the parts that I like the most.
Yeah.
And if those weren't there, I don't know what this movie would be.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do I want to know? I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out. The Snyder Cut's gonna come out, and it's just like,
I bet that fucking Russian family's Whedon's idea.
Yeah, in the original script, the Russian family just gets like murdered.
Yeah, they probably did, and Whedon was like, nope, reshoots.
They get fucked to death by parademons. And we see it for like it's like
15 minutes.
We see it for like 15 minutes while Well, Batman watches his parents die again.
Yeah, and he masturbates crying.
And he and that's like the Whedon. Actually, that's just that. It's just the Whedon cut. That's the Whedon cut.
Oh, that's the Snyder cut?
Or Snyder cut. Yeah, I'm sorry, the Snyder cut.
Yeah, I think also the Snyder cut, Wonder Woman just walks in a room and just takes all of her clothes off and goes, fuck me, Batman. I'm assuming that's probably in there too.
They were trying to pull that off.
Nope.
I know you were, there was a moment where they kind of had
where I thought it was going to happen and I got real upset.
You got
like in the fucking movie theater covering my face with my hands and literally like burying it into Sean's shoulder. I was like, "Do not. I can't."
They want to though.
No. No.
They you still know what? Might.
Here's the thing. I don't need it. I think it's cute in Justice League, the animated Justice League. It's cute and I'm like fine with it. But other than, I don't want Wonder Woman to date Superman or Batman. They should, because then she's defining herself by one of the other dudes on the team.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I want her to be her own person and have her own love interest and be fucking awesome and kick ass without being like, oh, and I'm also Superman's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Let them be friends and colleagues and kind of like a weird family. They don't need to fuck anybody. Superman goes home to Lois Lane. Wonder Woman goes home to Steve Trevor. Batman goes to fuck everybody.
Steve Trevor's dead.
But in the comics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Batman fucks whoever he's fucking.
Batman fucks everybody.
And nobody fucks anybody on the Justice League. The Trinity doesn't fuck each other.
No.
Unless they're all going to have a crazy threesome, and I'm here for that.
Yeah, I know, you're...
That I'm here for. I'm here for all of them to fuck each other, but I don't want it to be like, oh, and now they're just dating. I'm like, no. You give me a fucking crazy ass threesome one time, I'm here for it. Other than that, get the fuck away from me.
Talk about Uniboob.
Uniboob.
I don't know. I like this Uniboob concept here.
You really just like one giant boob?
I just want to fight a boob.
I mean, Steppenwolf kind of, I mean, really, all the CGI is so shitty. He could have been a boob.
He might as well have been a boob.
All of those parademons could have just been boobs.
And also, they toss out Darkseid's name, which you probably already kind of knew.
Yeah.
We don't see him. I'm just going to say, we don't see him.
I was really hoping we would, though.
I know. Well,
even just his shadow.
Yeah. Or just give me an Omega Beam. Just give me a couple of red eyes.
Yes.
Just give me that. Now, I would, because you would know. You'd be like, you'd see like a dark dude, dark.
Yeah, gray, like a shell, like at the end of one of the mother box things, like he could, it opens and like a bunch of parademons go up it. And at the very end is like some creepy figure with red eyes. That would have been cool.
Yeah, because I would have been like, I know what that is.
And we all would have lost our minds.
Check. Yeah,
exactly. We're like, oh my God, Darkseid, there he is. That would have been great.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in there that were missed opportunities that and also the way the movie is a cool 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yet it feels like it ends.
And yeah, it just stops.
And it just stops. And I'm like, hey, and?
Because I think because all of us were just waiting for somebody else to show up. We were, you do see a Green Lantern.
Yeah, you do see a Green Lantern.
But it's in a flashback.
It's not even an important Green Lantern. It's like Steve Lantern.
Yeah, it's, if you see him and I...
Jennifer, for some reason, you recognize him.
I did recognize him. He's... I don't know his name, but he's like one of the ones. He has like a snout and like fangs, and he's like a brown one.
That's like every Lantern.
No,
it's not Hal Jordan.
It's not Kilowog, and it's not Gnort, and it's not Chip or any of those.
Is it the squirrel? Whatever that squirrel was.
Oh. Isn't that Chip?
No, Toma Ray. No, that's Chip. Yeah, Chip is the squirrel.
Yeah,
Toma Ray.
I don't know what
Toma Ray.
What does he look like?
Probably the guy you're describing.
Maybe.
I feel like that's who I think that's who you're talking about.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to look him up because I don't know his name. But I recognize him. Like, I've seen that lantern. But like,
I know like six lanterns.
But like, so he doesn't show up. Like, there's no Green Lantern that shows up in the movie. And there's no John, which I was really hoping for a John.
No, we didn't get a John.
I really wanted
somebody
else.
Look, this is a unspoiler alert. There's a scene in the trailer where it's like Alfred's like, oh, Knights of Yew to show up, and we don't get that scene.
Nope.
I didn't see that scene.
No, that scene didn't
and
happen.
I was like,
can we also talk about Alfred?
Yeah.
Why
is he even in this movie?
Yeah, first off, why is he in this movie?
Because I think there's like, well, you have to have an Alfred because there's a Batman.
Yeah. Second, all he does is talk about Bruce Wayne fucking.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, not all, but he does throw out a lot of like.
No, that's the thing. He pretty much all Alfred does is tucks his pants into his boots.
That's what that was my third thing. Why is he tucking his pants into his boots?
Because they're in a watery area.
They're not in a watery area. He's on his fuck jet.
But I think they're landed because that's where he. Wait, so he was on the fuck jet, and were they coming from?
He was on the fuck jet, and then he was like, "Bye, you're leaving on your other fuck jet that Cyborg is flying." And he had his fucking pants tucked into his boots. He was hanging out at the Batcave.
Oh yeah, because he had to go up in that water spout thing.
Nope.
He didn't want to get this.
Alfred does not tuck his pants into his boots unless he is on safari.
Oh.
This is bullshit.
Glad you have a stand on that.
I do have a stand. With Batman, there's this point where he does say. And I don't know if this is, like, setting the scene to, like, get Batfleck out. When he's talking to Wonder Woman, she goes, I don't know how you do, you know, you can't do this forever. He goes, I don't know how I do this now. Or I'm too old for this now or something. He says, like, a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because he sounds like he's been, like, he mentions also something, too, about, like, being, like, doing this for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and he's already kind of got, like, the grizzledness of
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though, obviously, Batman's been around forever, but... You know, just this particular Batman's like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, and he's
one day away from retirement.
He is one day from retirement.
And he's
going to
get mowed down by a parademon.
You know, Alfred's going to have a party for him. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's it.
That's all. I don't really have much. I mean, there's a lot more I could say about it, but I don't want to get too deep into spoilers or talk about stuff. But it's a serviceable film.
It's fine.
It came out. I almost forgot that was happening at this point.
Yeah.
So I kind of been desensitized by it because it's hard to get excited about it.
Yeah, I was not excited going into it. I actually had to buy wine.
You did? Did they have any Justice League themed drinks?
I don't know. I didn't go over to the bar. I just bought because...
Oh, that's right. You bought it at the counter.
I bought it at the regular concession counter and it was like, you could either get like a regular wine or you could get what's called the movie pour, which was two extra ounces. And I was like, oh, well, obviously I need the movie pour. So I did. I wish I could have gotten... The line was too long for me to stand in, for the cocktail.
I know everybody else was going to see Justice League. They had to get their fucking...
Because I totally would have bought, like, the Sad Batman or whatever.
The Sad Batman.
Yeah, whatever they were selling.
Yeah, the Justice Slammer and the Uniboob.
Oh, I would have loved a Uniboob.
Can I have one Uniboob, please? Thank you.
They're like, ma'am, you already have one. They're like, oh, I just need a better bra.
Only one Uniboob per customer here at the ArcLight Cinemas.
Oh, I need a better bra.
What a weird exchange at a theater.
Sorry, ma'am, you already have a Uniboob. You can't have this one.
Oh, but I'm going to see Justice League.
I just want to see Hawk if you're horny.
Well, anyways, go see Justice League, and if you see it and you want to share your opinions, you know where to find us: Twitter,
Facebook.
You can email us at worstcollection@gmail.com.
Bottom
of the sea. Yeah. Oh, with Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Amber Heard totally fucking pointless in this movie. Should have just completely like, why was she even here?
Well, they had to do something. They had to.
No, they didn't.
I don't know. I kind of felt like they didn't need. You know what? Okay, they had that scene in there, but they didn't need to have her in there.
Exactly. It could have just been an Atlantean.
We would have been just fine waiting to the Aquaman movie, which is coming out.
Right, to see her there.
To put her in there and be like, hey, here's Mira. You know, but here she is in one scene.
Also, terrible actress. Just,
yeah,
she was in this. She was like, hello, Aquaman. You are also underwater, like me.
Glug, glug.
Glug. Your mother, glug.
Glug your mother?
Whatever.
Glug your mother. Well, anyways, let's take our break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Beginning in 2018, the Who's Who podcast enters the 1990s with our coverage of the Loose Leaf editions.
Featuring Superman by Jerry Ordway.
The Joker by Brian Bolland.
Wonder Woman by George Perez.
Sandman by Mike Dringenberg.
Batman by Norm Brayfogle.
The JLI by Adam Hughes.
Eclipso by Bart Sears.
The Legion of Superheroes by Keith Giffen.
Dark Stars by Travis Charest.
Lobo by Simon Bisley.
Kent Shakespeare by Chris Sprouse? Who is that?
Doomsday by Tom Grummett.
Wait, are we covering these by issue or in alphabetical order?
The Justice Society of America by Mike Parabek.
The Forever People again? You are f***ing kidding me.
Doom Patrol by Richard Case.
I'm so confused.
And many more. the Who's Who podcast, going boldly into the 90s.
A proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network, I guess.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is The New Adventures of Superboy, number 38 from February 1983. And this is, as promised, our Thanksgiving issue.
Yes.
Because not many comic books celebrate Thanksgiving.
This is true.
At least not ones that we own.
Yeah.
And that we come across.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving is the forgotten holiday.
I know.
At least in my eyes, it is. You don't.
It
get,
is.
People don't mark out for Thanksgiving as much as I do.
Well, it's not that. It's Christmas has just overtaken it, and also trying to overtake Halloween. But I'll goddamn if Christmas is going to overtake the best holiday. I will fight Christmas. You want to see a war on Christmas? I will give you a war on Christmas.
Yeah, I know. What's his face?
It's me just fucking punching inflatable Santas.
I'd like that. Can we do that this year? Can I just let you loose in Burbank? And
Just anytime we're driving down the street, you see an inflatable Santa, just stop the car. I'll get out and punch it. Just get back in and drive away.
It's like, you ain't taking over Halloween. It's like,
fuck you, Santa.
Is that woman drunk?
No, surprisingly sober.
Surprisingly sober.
And, punch, punch.
You might.
That woman's killing our Santa.
Just kicking fucking nativity scenes.
Just booting little reindeer.
Just booting reindeer. Jen's on a rampage in Burbank.
Just don't take over Halloween. That's all.
Quick, show her pumpkin.
Oh, she's fighting it. Give her a bat.
Give her a bat. Not a baseball bat. No, she's hitting the Santa again. But yes, New Adventures of Superboy, number 38 from 1983. The cover is...
Not a Thanksgiving cover.
Not yet. There's not a turkey to be seen.
Nope.
Unless you call Superboy a turkey, because
he's
kind of a turkey-brained...
Superboy's really a fucking dick.
He's a dipshit.
Yeah, he kind of sucks.
He is, actually. Yeah, it's actually the end of this book. He's really at the end of his story. He's a raging dipshit.
Yeah, well...
We've covered this Superboy event, New Adventures of Superboy, many times on this show, and
he's never not terrible.
Never not terrible. Exactly. Yeah, he has never been not shitty.
Yeah. So he's like holding Lex Luthor, a teenage Lex Luthor, by the throat, who has a... Is that a black eye?
Oh, he's got a black eye. He looks like
he's been seriously beaten. Like, his clothes are in tatters.
Like for some reason, yeah, why are his clothes are in tatters? Did Superman, like...
Superboy.
Superboy just, like, start, like, burning him to death?
I don't know. And he's, like...
Throwing him... I mean, yeah, he...
Yeah, gotta stop Luthor now.
He looks like he's been beating him for 5 hours.
It really does. Like he's seen better days. It says, gotta stop Luthor now before he grows up to be the world's next menace. And there's like a bunch of cops trying to stop Superboy, but they're like,
I do like
failing.
Shades here.
That's right.
I like this guy that just, you know, was like, hang on, let me get my Superboy's rusted shades.
He's like,
on.
I can't be bothered to take off my sunglasses. But they're like trying to stop Superman or Superboy. It's not working.
And Superboy's thinking. He's having a violent think.
Yeah.
He says, got to stop Luthor now before he grows up to be the world's greatest menace.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
Whatever. Yeah. Is Luthor missing a tooth also? Yes.
He is.
He should actually be dead. If Superboy punched him in the face, he should be dead.
He looks like the defeated version of your character if you lose in a round for Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
He just looks like he just... has been pummeled.
Yeah.
He's just like, I just need to stop him from being evil.
Yeah.
And like, we already know he's evil.
Right.
And
we know you're not going to stop him, so...
And you just saw him on the street and start pummeling him.
Yeah.
So Superboy, in the day that lasted forever!
So Superboy is doing like a swan dive or a Jesus pose. Yeah, he should be in a Creed music video.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, it's exactly what he looks like. And he's like swooping down towards like what looks like a school. And he's like, oh man, stopping the rock slide or whatever he was doing, forest fire.
Yeah, he stopped like a thing.
He stopped something.
An avalanche outside the mountains.
It. He's like, oh, that took longer than I thought. Oh, I'm almost, you know, I almost didn't make it for my most important thing of the year.
Because apparently like Smallville's in like Peru or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to get to.
Yeah, exactly.
Surrounded by ocean.
So he's swooping in, and he's going into the boys' reform school.
Yeah. This is like his his yearly responsibility.
Well, okay, he's been 16, so has he been doing this for like...
That's the thing.
Like,
how long has he been?
Like 10?
That's since he was super baby?
Exactly. Like, has he been like 10 years old? Be like, hi, can I come into your boy prison and,
your boy prison?
Hi, I'm a toddler. I'm a strong lad.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I want to come into your boy prison and, cheer them up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, how does that work?
That's exactly what he's doing. He's like, yeah. I've been doing this all the time.
I'm and
like,
also, if you are in, why would seeing Superboy cheer you up? He probably put you in that reform school. And he shows up, and the guy who runs is like, oh my god, Superboy, finally, we've been waiting on you. Like, they're getting restless because they're starving.
We've been starving these children. We've been starving
because
these,
of you.
Malcontents. Malcontents for because we don't know how to turn on an oven.
Yeah.
They like, can't even eat sides.
That's the thing. They're literally starving children because Superboy hasn't shown up.
They don't even have any sides, though.
They have nothing. They have empty plates.
You'd think that the mess hall would have, like, a vat of mashed potatoes.
Dude, they don't even give them bread. You go to a restaurant, it's going to take you a while. They give you bread. No, these guys don't get anything. No bread. Not even a cranberry to nosh on.
Not even. There's no stuffing. You know what? I'm not. Yeah. This guy running this thing, Mr. Soames.
Mr. Weird Mustache Man.
And the building is named after him.
Soames?
Because it's like the Soames Extension Facility. It's like, you know, like Ralph.
He's like
Ralph Wilson naming the stadium after him when he was still alive.
Yeah. You're like, you got to die first before you get something named.
Yeah, this guy's going to die.
I think that should be a rule.
Well, maybe he dies late. Maybe this guy dies later after he's like, you fucking try to starve us. We're going to rip off your neck.
That should be like a rule. Unless you're like a president, like dedicating your presidential library, nothing gets named after you until you die. I don't want to go to the Kardashian Music Hall when there's one of them still wandering around.
When all the Kardashians are there. And I'm like, hey, you guys should
get the fuck away. You should all be dead. Then you get to name something after yourself.
Nobody can name something after themselves until they die.
Yeah, like, don't name, like, a Starbucks after me until I die. this is the Stansfield Starbucks.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to name a Starbucks after me.
I'd like that.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you're just gonna be like, well, she spends so much time here.
Stan's Bucks!
Instead of the mermaid, it's just a picture of me, like, looking dumb.
Or Starfield.
Either one.
I like Stan's Bucks better.
Stan's Bucks is better. Just put my face where the stupid mermaid is.
Yeah, I know, just put your face in there.
Yeah, but not like a picture of me looking, like, cool. Just like a picture of me being like, eh. Like,
no, like, just paste, like, a picture of you.
Like me doing a Chunk face. Chunk from the Goonies.
No, just like a headshot of you. Just like a standard headshot of you. And just put your face in there and be like, you'd be able to be like, what is this? Oh, this is a
Stan's Bucks.
Stan's Bucks.
You can get everything else that you would get at Starbucks, but it's just for her.
Get yourself a
Genachino.
Genachino.
That's gross. So he's like, oh, well, I'm so glad they're all in the dining hall. And then finally he comes in and they're like, what the fuck, man? We're so hungry. And he's like, oh, you know, you couldn't eat until Superboy got here because Superboy. He's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, oh, let's
do this. Let's do this. And Superboy's like, hi, guys. Sorry, I'm late. Hope you held dinner for me. Ha ha. It's like,
fuck you. These children are starving.
Somebody should have ran up and tried to shiv him, even though.
Really? Yeah. And it should have just bent. But you know what? At the same time, it's like, you're a plant. The only thing you need to eat is the sun. Mm-hmm. Like, you're fine. The rest of us need actual food.
Right.
So they bring in turkeys, but they're raw. Like, they're just white. Like, they didn't even color them in. They're just white turkeys.
I know. That's how they represent raw turkeys. They kind of make them pink turkeys. They're just like, here's these white turkeys. I'm like, are they frozen?
Yeah, they look frozen.
Are they like...
You're like, here, Superboy. We just pulled these out of the freezer.
If I saw a white turkey like that, and if I was like, I would be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because if it's not an off pink, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, no. Well, you shouldn't eat it until it's brown.
Yeah, I'm not eating it then. Yeah, that's right.
Like, brown the outside. Get this.
I gotta wait for this turd to show up and look at it.
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. So they're like, wait, it's raw. And he's like, don't worry, I'm gonna cook it with my eyes. And I'm like, I don't want to eat shit that has been cooked with your eyes. I'm sorry, I don't know where his eyes have been, first off. And second off, I don't know what kind of weird radiation he's putting
in
my food.
What if he's using some kind of weird, what if he's got, like, contacts things and he's using them?
And not only that, but, like, what if his eye vision is, like...
Well, he's got pink eye. Oh, no, my bird's got pink eye.
Yeah, it's, like, pink eye. But not only that, but, like, what weird radiation is he pumping in your food?
That's, like, alien... Like, that's like an alien just cooking your food with his face.
I don't want that. I don't want face alien food.
No.
So he like cooks the
just
the
think about this. They had
just put it in a fucking oven.
They could not turn on the ovens until
they literally didn't cook Thanksgiving dinner because
they didn't cook any food.
They didn't cook. They have nothing else but the turkey. But they didn't cook anything.
Well, there's other things on this plate here.
Yeah, but I don't see anything else besides the turkey.
Oh, I see like other. I see a potato.
But like, what happens if Superboy like couldn't get there? Well, they're just gonna be like, "SOL, guys. I realize it takes like 6 hours to cook a bird, but."
So we'll have this done at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's what, like, I think it's like 20 minutes a pound, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I always have to look it up every year. It's 20 minutes a pound. And, like, there's only two turkeys for all those guys. Are we talking, like, 40-pound birds? Or, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, no, there's some discrepancies here, guys.
And not only that, but, like, does Superboy take a while to cook a whole turkey?
Well, the idea is that, you know, you could just look at it for a little bit. Like, because you always see that. And, like, oh, it's like Supergirl did that on that one episode, which is, like, I was, ooh.
Wouldn't it be funny if it took Superboy, like, 3 hours to cook this bird with his eyes? And he's just, like...
And he's just got to sit there with his hands on his chin, just kind of stare at it.
And that was the whole book. It was just Superboy, panels of Superboy staring at a turkey.
And just like fucking angry, prisoned kids.
Like throwing kids. Shit at him.
Like throwing shit and like stabbing him, trying to stab him. And they're stabbing each other, you know? And then
yeah, I could see it. You know,
it's like the movie Bad Boys.
Yeah.
With Sean Penn, but like Superman and a turkey.
Yeah. I could see.
Some kid just puts a bunch of fucking soda cans in a pillowcase and starts hitting Superman with it. Or Superboy with it.
I could see a prison riot starting because of this, and it would be a justified riot.
I would like that. That's kind of what this cover looks like. It's like there's a prison riot going on.
Oh, that's the cover's kind of also false advertising, so sort of.
So, okay, so he cooks the turkey, but then, like, okay, so obviously Lex Luthor's there.
Yes. Young Lex Luthor.
Because he's eternally a piece of shit.
Yes. Bad since day one, also bald, and he's, like, being guarded by two cops because he's just that bad. But, like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. So they go, they're like, look.
Is Lex, like.
Lex sits there and he goes, I didn't want to come to this because I don't give a shit about Superboy. He's a piece of crap.
Could have left me in my room. Like, left me in my cell and locked the fucking door. But instead of doing that, now you have two extra guys guarding me, which I don't really think is necessary.
Well, also...
Because Luthor is not somebody who himself is violent.
Right.
He's smart.
He gives other people to do his violence for him.
Exactly. He doesn't really need to be guarded by, like, a bunch of people. Because he's not going to fucking just start fighting his way through this. He's going to outthink everybody here. But he's not going to start punching.
Right.
Yeah, so why the fuck you even have these guys here?
Well, and also, too, this is what this Soames guy says. He says, I warned you, Luthor, you're the only one to attend. You're the only one allowed. You're only allowed to attend this dinner as a special favor to Superboy.
Yeah, which is...
Why?
Right. So here's the thing. So, like, he's sitting there. He's like, I didn't even want to come to this thing. There's Superboy, the idiot, cutting up turkey for everybody because he finally cooked it with his eyeballs. And then Superboy goes over to give Lex turkey. And he's like, fuck you, Superboy. I don't want your turkey.
It's a Superboy. He's like, you're a turkey.
I didn't want your turkey. I didn't even want to fucking be here.
I do like he says, he goes, skip it, Superboy. I don't need to be fed your claptrap.
Yeah, he's right. So then we have this panel of just Superboy's face where he really looks like and you put it with the dialogue, he really looks like he's trying to seduce Lex Luthor.
I think he is. I think he's doing his sex rays.
Because he's like, you know, you could just stop your criminal ways, Luthor. Because even he says, he's like,
if you'd be
got,
a good boy, you could have some.
Well, this is what he says. He says, you've got a lot to offer the world, Lex, if you're willing to reform.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to help him with that reformation?
Oh.
Make him reform over and over again, Superboy? You fucking creep.
Yeah, a little fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Why do they let this guy come every year? He's been coming since he's 10. He's been lustily staring at this bald boy.
Well, and then he's like, fuck this, man.
It's
then,
weird. It's fucking weird.
It is. And then Luther's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. He literally knocks the table over.
Which.
You know what? Good on him.
Yeah, but you know he's wasting that turkey.
He didn't want the turkey in the first
place. But he's wasting it. Some other fucking hungry kid because there's like 800 starving children in this thing.
And, you know, Luther's like, I got my own table. Fuck this table. And fuck this turkey.
Yeah.
And now the turkey's on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's all covered in dirt.
Yeah.
Covered in prison dirt.
It is. Boy prison dirt.
Boy.
And then so Superboy just looks sad.
Oh, he looks so sad.
He's like, oh, man. He's like, I don't. And then Soames is like, I don't think Lex Luthor could ever reform. He's going to take too much time. Fuck him. He is useless.
Basically.
And so Superboy's like, oh, man, I guess I have to go hang out with the Legion now.
Well, also he decides. He goes, oh, you know what? Even though this is also this thing I did in the morning or this thing I did at this time is the most important thing. I also, like, scheduled a Legion meeting in the future for on the same day, but it's in the future. And I still have to go home and hang out with my parents.
In 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes.
But you know what else? Here's the thing. I don't understand why Superboy fucks with the Legion, like, at all. Because if Superboy knows about the Legion, therefore doesn't he know about everything he did as Superman? He has access to all of that history.
True, yeah.
So, what the hell, like, all these things where he's like, oh no, how am I going to get out of this one? You know you're going to get out of this one. You've been hanging out with the Legion forever.
Yeah.
You know you've brought this, like, peace and prosperity.
Pull up
blah,
the Legion microfiche.
Exactly, and be like, oh, this is how I got out of this one. Because yeah. It's documented.
It is.
Like, I don't even understand the point of him hanging out with the Legion. But yeah. Whatever, that's me.
So, he does this thing where he goes back in time. He's like, I'm going to go back in time.
Yeah. So and he finds the time hole.
He finds... No, you know, what he happens is he...
Time hole.
He goes through his time hole. And then he sees, like, a green vagina.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, I better... He's like, that's weird. I've never seen one of those before. It looks harmless.
And he goes into this green gaping...
I'm just going to fly into this gaping vagina.
Gaping time vagina.
Yeah.
And then he goes in
thinking it's not going to bother... You know, it's fine.
But somehow, at the same time... Superman in this current time.
In his current time. Is also flying into the vagina.
Yeah, he's coming from 1982.
Yes. So Superboy's from like 1960, whatever.
Yeah.
And Superman is from 1982, and they're both like, ooh, cool, time vagina, and they fly right into it.
Right.
Even though they're both like, I've never seen anything like that before. Hmm. Oh well, I'm sure it's harmless. Which, if there's one thing you don't want to, like, test, is... What weird time vagina is like, okay.
Right.
Like, if I'm flying along and I see something I've never seen in the time stream, I'm not going to touch it. That might be a bad thing.
Yeah, just go to your meeting, dude.
Yeah.
It's also it's Thanksgiving. Don't fuck with Thanksgiving, man.
Be like, man, maybe I'll miss my Legion meeting today. Oh, well, it's the future. I could literally go at any time.
Yeah, did he have to really go to that Legion meeting?
No. But not only that, he's like, oh, I've got it scheduled.
It's Thanksgiving. I ain't doing shit.
Well, not only that, but like, if it's in the future, couldn't you technically just go later and still arrive on time?
Yeah.
So why you gotta go
or
now?
Or you can just go back in time.
So.
To that time that you have to be at the Legion meeting.
So yeah. So what? Whatever. So they both fly into the space vagina and then they Eskimo brother themselves because they literally hit each other in the head. Like just boing and then they bounce backwards. Into their times. So adult Superman ends up in Metropolis. Superboy ends up in Smallville. But we find out their minds have been swapped.
Right.
So adult Superman is now in Superboy's body.
Yeah.
And then, which I actually have the other issue.
Oh, you do?
I did the Superman, yeah. I do.
Oh.
And Superboy ends up in Superman's body.
Right.
So, Superman at first, he's like, huh, how did I get young? That's weird. I'm just going to fly over to the house I used to live in.
He goes, fortunately, I know just the one place to be alone. It's been deserted for years, but after all, it's my property. That's because Batman bought for him.
He sure did.
Spoiler. I missed you gift.
I love my boyfriend's back. It's going to be in trouble. So he flies over to his parents' house where he thinks, you know, he's alone. And But he's making a lot of noise in the basement, so his Pa Kent opens up the trapdoor and
because he's got a fucking tunnel entrance like he's a fucking dragon from the monsters.
And he like pops the thing open. He's like, "Son, what are you doing?" And he's like, "What? No, Pa, you're supposed to be dead." And then he just like faints, basically.
Yeah, I know.
Because him, because even Ma Kent, I guess, is supposed to be dead too.
He has a spell. He has a fainting spell. He's like, "Oh dear."
Someone get his smelling salts.
I know.
So they like help him up to the couch because he's like, "You're dead, Ma. You know, Ma Kent's dead, whatever." And he's like, "Wait, no, I must actually be Superboy. How did this happen?" And then the doorbell rings, so he has to get into his Clark identity, and it's Pete.
It's Pete Rossi
and Lana. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, but they were adults just this morning. Oh no. And so now he has to like eat Thanksgiving with his family while being like all sad about it, I guess, instead of just being like, "Oh my God, I got this fucking opportunity."
This panel here of him sadly taking casserole is actually, yeah. I think I might have to take a picture of that and kind of like.
Is that you on Thanksgiving? You should be happily taking casserole.
Oh, I'm happily. Yeah, again, if somebody's I don't know, what's the most disappointing Thanksgiving dish for me?
I don't know. That's a good question. What is it?
I don't think I hate a Thanksgiving dish. I mean,
you don't like cranberries.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not like somebody's like, "Here, take this." You know, like, I have an option.
No one's forcing you to eat cranberry sauce.
Yeah, no, I think he's being forced to get cranberry sauce here. He's like,
cranberry sauce is delicious.
I know you like it.
I fucking love cranberry sauce. You are wrong.
You know what I've noticed is I feel like a lot of people are anti-fresh cranberries.
They are, and they're wrong. Those people are wrong. It's fine. Canned cranberry sauce is just gel. It's a gelatinous cube that no one should ever eat.
But I feel like there's a lot of people that are just like really into it.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. And they have no taste buds. That's fine. That's cool. I always do fresh cranberries. I grew up on it. It's much better. It's easy to make.
Mm.
And I don't understand people who are like, "No, I just want the thing that's been in the can for fucking ever and it's been pasteurized in some weird fucking industrial farm."
I want the thing that was made by science.
Yeah. It's like it doesn't even, it's like clear and shit now. Like what was even?
Wait, it's clear?
No, but like it's like so jellied that it's just like Jell-O.
Yeah.
It comes out and it has can marks on it.
No.
I know. People are wrong. It's fine. I was just trying to think of like what the worst Thanksgiving dish is for me.
So you can join Clark here in his
misery.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't think I have a dish that I don't, because if I don't like it, I don't make it. Does that make sense?
It's true. Why would you make
it? Yeah, why would I make it? So there's nothing that I'm like, ugh.
I just like this caption. The mind of the adult Clark Kent in the teenage body can only do the best it can as he suffers through dinner.
I don't know why he's suffering. Wouldn't you, like, if your parents are dead and they've been dead for over a decade and you fucking pop up out of a fucking dragon trap door and they're there? And you get to have Thanksgiving?
I know, god damn it. If I was
Would like, you be upset or would you be like, "Oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened"?
My parents are alive and I get to eat fucking
And we get to have Thanksgiving right now, right this very fucking second. I wouldn't suffer through dinner. I'd be really happy. I'd be like, "Oh man, I get to have my parents."
And then I would immediately go out into the world and find all the things that I enjoyed when I was that time and get those things and then take them
hide
back.
Hide
them somewhere and then live my life and then and then get those things back.
Yeah, and be like, "Holy shit! Here's whatever."
Yeah,
here's all your Nintendo games.
Yeah, I know, man. I'll be like, I'll just be buying all the NES games. I would, you know, I would find ways to get all the money. I don't know, because I can get the NES game. Anyway, so Luther's out and about.
Oh yeah,
Luther. Well, he says we skip ahead to the following day.
Yeah, following day, Luther has escaped.
Now, do you understand here? And maybe
how he escaped?
Yeah,
no.
I don't understand how he escaped. He says something like the alarm.
The alarm went off, but Superboy didn't show up.
Right. So I broke out and.
But we don't know how. He just broke out. And now he's just wandering around Smallville.
And the cops are like.
Which there's like one street in Smallville. Like, where the fuck are you going to go?
Well, he's walking on that same street.
Yeah, but isn't that obvious?
I guess.
And the cops see him, of course. And they're like, "No, Luther, you're evil. Stop."
And he's just like casually like walking up to like store windows. And just
yeah, because he's like, Superboy's not coming, basically.
The cops are like, blah.
And you're like, "Wait, why isn't Superboy coming?" And then all of a sudden we cut to Superboy waking up.
Right.
Superboy being like, "Yeah, it's me, Superboy." And then he just is compelled to do exactly what he did yesterday. So it's Groundhog Day.
So he wakes up
as Superboy?
As Superboy, but does he still have the adult Clark mind?
See, this is what I don't understand.
I know, that's what,
because it looks like he says, "Oh, I woke up and here it is, my day as Superboy."
I like that he wakes up, but I should wake up and do that.
My day is Sean.
My day is Sean Merrick.
That's how I'm going to start waking up. My day as Jen Stansfield.
I should wake up and yell, "I'm Sean Merrick. This is my day."
I'll be like, "Go back to bed."
Babe, you're talking in your sleep again.
Stop scheduling podcast and also talking about how you are.
Sleep talking lately.
You do. You know what?
I've been doing like full sentences.
You do. And you know, every fucking time, it's usually you're scheduling something.
I was doing business last night.
Always do.
Because I don't remember what I was talking about, but I remember I was like, "Oh, well, you need to do blah, blah, blah." I was being very like specific about my instructions. Like it was something that I was like, "This is a very important task."
I can't tell you how many times I have woken up because you're talking, like, full out loud sentences, everything. Not mumbled, like, just regular volume.
I know.
But it's...
I know.
You're scheduling people to come in to record podcasts. I could
probably do a full podcast just by recording myself sleeping.
You really could, because you're like, "All right, man, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, 1:30 sounds great." Like, that's the sort of shit you say in your sleep. And I'm just like, I don't even know what's happening.
You're not wrong.
And it's got to the point now where I'm just like... At first I was like, "Wait, what?" And now I'm just like, "Oh, he's sleep scheduling again."
Because a lot of my dreams involve me being, like, in front of a computer.
Yeah, and you're like, "Oh, yeah."
Or not a computer, but, like, being talking to, like, some talent. And being,
yeah,
like,
that's exactly, because you're like, "Oh, yeah, all right, sounds good, man." Like, you said, you're like, "Dad, you're asleep."
Yeah, that's what Superboy is doing here.
Oh, yeah.
So then he just repeats the same day, goes back to cook the turkey for the hungry boys. And
he looks very sad about it this time.
Yeah, there's tears in that turkey.
I didn't want it to. I only do this once a year.
I've been doing it since I was 4.
He goes back to the space vagina. He comes out as Superman. A Superman's mind again.
Right.
Sees his parents. He's like, "Oh no, it's happening again." So I guess also Superman is aware that he's repeating this.
Well, I don't know, because I don't have the companion book.
It's been a while since I read it. But, like, because now he wakes up, obviously, as Superboy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's Superman again.
Right.
Right?
Because he went back through the time thing.
Yeah. So he's like, "Oh, man, this is Groundhog Day. Fuck it. I can't have this happen." And so then we're back with Luther.
Because now we're back to the scene from the previous scene here.
Yeah, where he's robbing the banks and stuff.
He's not even robbing a bank. He's just, like, standing outside, and the cops are like, "Hey, you're Luther.
Get in our car.
Some folks at Soames have been worried about you. You need to get back with us." And, you know, and the cop tries to touch him, and he gets zapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow Superman, or Superboy, in the meantime, figured out how to break this loop.
Yeah, so apparently Luther has doused Superboy with some sort of ray.
Yeah.
Some sort of, like, cosmic radiation ray that literally just makes him get stuck in Groundhog Day forever, like, in the movie.
Right.
And so he just has to... That's why Luther was like, "Oh, Superboy's not going to come stop me from breaking out," because he is stuck reliving Thanksgiving forever.
Yeah.
And then... But since his mind is Superman's mind, he's like, "Oh, by the way, Einstein says that time just, like, bumps up against each other," or
yeah,
something.
Sure. Okay.
Which, okay, I guess. I've never read that much.
Great.
About it. So all I had to do was go backwards. So I just went backwards until I finally ended up here.
I know, he drove back to, like, fucking...
He went all the way back.
He went all the way back. He went back to the dinosaurs, and he was like, "Oh, here
and
I
through,
am."
And then through the end of time into, like, through the beginning of time into the end of time, and blah, blah, blah. And so I don't know how long that took.
So he does that.
Yeah, whatever.
And then he's like, "All right, now I gotta, like, take Superboy back," or take Luther back. And Luther's like, "Well, I got this magnetic repellent device that puts a bunch of gravity on you."
Which, that doesn't even make sense. This wouldn't... He's like, "Oh,
because this gravity hurts you," or whatever.
And that wouldn't... Superman and Superboy can fly directly into the sun.
Yeah.
You really think gravity's going to fuck with him? Nope.
Yeah, no, this is bullshit. So he pushes in, and then it, and he gets pushed down for a minute, but then Superboy uses like his speed to like escape, and then he starts beating the shit out of Luther.
Yeah, he just like loses his shit, and he's like, "I gotta stop you. You're gonna be evil forever. Fuck you!" Punch, punch, punch.
It's like, you can't be. Don't stop menacing me. And he starts punching him, and I like this one where he's just punching him in the gut.
Yeah.
Oof.
This guy, he should be dead.
Actually, Luther should be murdered. Like, that's Luther should just be like, my body is now liquefied.
Yeah, because I mean, like, if Superman punches you once, shouldn't you die?
I mean, he could be holding his punches and stuff, but, you know.
If he wants to stop him, why would he be holding his punches?
I don't, that's a good question.
And so, instead of, like, all the cops stopping him like they did on the front cover, we just have one cop.
Right.
Stopping him and be like, no, Superboy, don't. Then he's like, oh, no. I shouldn't have done that. What's wrong with me? I have to get back into my body as Superman. Because I guess this is Superman. Or his brain.
No.
Yes. He's, that's wait, what he says.
Where?
Down there at the bottom.
But that's insane. As Superman, I know I couldn't have killed him. Or I couldn't have done it. I can't change the past, but Luther's still alive in my time.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why it's so we're still stuck with Superman here. In Superboy's body.
Right.
And so now they got to fix that.
So the cop is like, well, he'll live, even though you punched him the hardest.
Yeah, well, he should technically be dead.
He should be dead, but he'll be sore. You know,
this is like throwing Braun Strowman into a fucking trash compactor. Exactly. Should be dead.
Should be dead, but he's not.
But he's not.
And I like this line here where Superboy is like, I'm sorry, Chief Parker. I guess I went a little berserk, but I'm fine now.
Oh, good. Thanks. Thank you for reassuring us.
Thank you. Alien Force, Unstoppable Alien Force, for telling me that you feel better.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're nice.
Yeah.
You're once again nice. We no longer have to worry about you murdering us all.
Right. And then he's like, all right, goodbye. And he just leaves. He's like, all right, well, I better go and like figure out my shit and get back into my real body. And
isn't there like a Twilight Zone episode about that kid who can like kill people with his mind, so everybody probably has to be nice to him?
I'm not the Twilight Zone aficionado, but okay.
I feel like there's an episode where there's like a kid who can like literally just like murder people with his mind, so everybody always has to keep him happy.
Mm.
And I feel like that's kind of Superboy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're not wrong.
Like, what if this entire town, what if all Smallville was just built to try to keep Superboy from, like, to give him something to do?
Yeah, to keep him from murdering?
To keep him from killing everybody and to keep him contained.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, they'll be like, avalanche, but there's no real avalanche. It's just, like, somebody, like, blowing some demo charges and, like, knocking down some rocks. It's just to give him something to do so he doesn't fucking turn on the world.
Because he's kind of like one of those dudes where he just might be like sitting there one day and just turn around and be like, you know what? I hate everything. And
yeah.
Then he might
you don't know.
Destroy everything. Yeah.
That's why you got to give him something to do, and you got to treat him like a hero and build a statue of him. Literally how we have to treat Donald Trump.
I do just like
give
this
him something to do.
I like this idea here. Or this, I don't like it, but this idea here of Superman being in his younger body and then beating up a younger Luther.
Yeah.
Just like. Like, I must beat up that boy.
Young Luther and young Clark hanging out together is always something I thought was stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's why I always thought Smallville was kind of weird. Not that there are some episodes of Smallville I like, but I really hate the concept of everybody who matters hangs out together as children. Yeah. Almost as much as I hate the concept of you can only do something cool if your parents have already done it.
Right.
These are things I hate. So.
These are things I hate.
Are things I hate by me. Ben Affleck.
By you, Ben Affleck?
No, things I hate. Oh. Ben Affleck. Oh. How I feel about Ben Affleck. Right. My attraction to Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be attracted to Ben Affleck.
I know, it's just a bad idea. Ugh. Stupid hormones.
That's going to be it for this book, because there's also a Dial H for Hero thing in here.
Meh.
I ain't fucking reading it. I mean, I read it.
I read it too.
But we're not going to talk about it, because
no.
I don't understand it either. It's just all of a sudden you...
I don't understand it just because I haven't been following along.
They make
also...
fun of there's also this guy, they just make fun of some guy for like being crazy.
But also, I would just like to say that I'm sure you can hear me hacking and coughing. Still trying to get over.
Yeah,
cold.
I know.
And the
me
more
too.
I talk, the worse this gets.
Yeah.
Probably time to wrap it up.
So let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, you can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Just look us up there, join our page, and feel free to comment and engage on there. Mm-hmm. And also, you can email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. And last but not least, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend, spread those links, and get the word out. That's how we rise up in those rankings, because yeah, that's really important.
And yes, we know that if you're on iPhone, that the new podcast app fucking sucks dick.
It's
I really hate it.
Yeah,
I really hate it.
It's a little bit awkward. It's awkward.
But please still rate us.
Still figure it out.
On Apple Podcasts.
You can actually, on one thing about this new app, I think, because I don't remember you being able to do it in the
You can actually rate.
You can actually rate and review
on
the app.
That's something new. But you know what you can't do anymore and I don't like? So like if you have like four podcasts like us and let's say you have We Hate Movies and whatever. Like I listen to a podcast called Print Run and it's about like, you know, literary stuff.
Yeah.
So if I have all three of those on my phone and I just want to, they don't automatically just play through like they used to.
No.
Like now it stops and I have to actually go in and be like, no, now play We Hate Movies.
Well, sometimes I don't want them to do that because sometimes it would play the episodes that I haven't downloaded yet.
That's because you had to be on, instead of your feed, you had to be on unplayed.
Mm.
So it only had the stuff that, you had to be on the right one. Because I used to download, play them all in a fucking row. Like I go to the gym and just whatever, and like drive home and everything would just play one after the other. Not anymore. Bullshit.
Yeah. If you can figure out the app and you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate it. So once again, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful. I suppose I should say something that I'm thankful for. I am also thankful for you.
Me?
And for you putting up with me. Not too thankful for the cat who is ripping apart my bag at the moment. I'm thankful that we've made it this far.
Yeah.
Into 2017. Really didn't think we would. So look at that. We made it to Thanksgiving. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you for letting me live, Trump, and for letting me eat turkey.
Haven't been bombed yet. Woo!
Woo!
Unless we get bombed before this comes out.
No!
But
no.
Not before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't want to eat white turkeys in the apocalypse.
Yeah, we don't have anybody to cook it with their eyes.
I know.
We'll have to cook it over like a hobo fire.
Yeah.
How long do you think that would take to cook?
Or maybe a hot coal.
How long do you think that would take?
Oh, it would take like a day.
Right?
It would spoil and I wouldn't have turkey.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'd have to eat dry stuffing.
You do love stuffing.
I do love stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go enjoy some stuffing in a few days. But you are probably enjoying stuffing right now. So thanks again for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.